I don't buy stock.
Righto, from Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, morning to you. Now, the retail sales are a little bit softer than anticipated, maybe. Still up, but softer.
Yeah, that's right. So this is the US retail sales number. So it's very important. It counts around one-third of overall US consumer activity, which is around about three-quarters of the economy. So a lot of interest in this number. Fed, as we know, has been trying to cool the consumer down since the heady days of COVID. And retail sales have been coming down, and they continue to soften. So retail sales increased just 0.2% for the month over May, and that was less than the 0.5% expected. And if you take out autos, the increase was 0.2%. That was also below the 0.3% estimate. Falling prices saw gasoline station sales drop 1.4%. Actually, I've been in the US last couple of weeks, Mike. One thing I was surprised about over there is the variability in prices between stations. Some places are still charging $6 a gallon, and down the road you can get it for under $4. So that was an interesting point. And just on that as well, these numbers aren't adjusted for inflation. So if you take out the rise in the CPI, overall retail sales were flat. And yeah, and another observation over there was that spending is softening. You go to the outlet stores and the like, and you talk to retailers, and they are saying that people are spending less. Restaurants still jam though. Weakness in this print is that while it includes food services, it doesn't include a lot of other service aspects of the economy. We know that's been running hot, and I can say for one that travel seems to be still going pretty well. All the airports are busy, domestic flights are full. Any event, the weaker number shows that the Fed's rate hikes are working. And then further interest rate hikes might be coming to an end. And given the economy looks like it could be achieving a soft landing, could mean the Goldilocks scenario is still alive, Mike.
Interesting. And we got reporting season, of course. How the Bank of America did okay, didn't they?
Yeah, they did well. So Bank of America, this is the second largest bank in the US. They've got things off and running with a very strong result. Shares up over 4%. Earnings soared 19%, 7.4 billion US dollars. That's around 88 cents per share. That beat estimates of 84 cents. Revenues up 11% to $25.3 billion, and that was a few hundred million dollars more than expected. So rising interest rates, no surprise here, they're helping up profitability. The interest income jumped 14%. The bank also gave a strong forecast for the current quarter and says it's going to continue to rise. An interesting point as well, the investment banking division did well, with net income up over 75%. Higher interest rates also contributing, but that's also saying that M&A activity, whilst it's fallen over the past year, could pick up as stock markets have risen and optimism gets a bit more buoyant. The company sort of says it's cleaned up its act in terms of credit cards have got a fine there recently, but lifted provisions overall by $600 million to $1.1 billion, but looks like credit quality overall is good. Also a very strong result for Morgan Stanley. Those shares up over 6%, beat on revenue and earnings. Like Bank of America, the banks are cutting back on headcount, but overall profitability looks very strong. So banks, key barometer of the economy, Mike. This is all good news, and it's helped the market surge. Dow's up over 300 points.
Fantastic. Back home, Metro Performance Glass.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. So this is a small cap company. They've received a bid, so they make residential and commercial glass. A consortium has bid 18 cents a share for the company. They already hold a 25% stake. Board has rejected it, so it says it undervalues the business. Metro Glass, faced some real headwinds, a soft construction market. Obviously, that's cutting back on glass demand, but they've also had a lot of problems outside of that. It's been a serial disappointer since listing at in 2014, $1.75 a share, spun out of private equity by the buy. Losses have been widening, debt's been going up, so that's not good. They're having to sell their Aussie arm. That's a very good business. But the vultures seem to be circling, and this is not just for this company, Mike, and obviously while it's a fairly small company worth around $25 million, you've seen other things along this line. You saw EROAD have rejected a bid, and that company's worth around $150 million. So it's signs that maybe we are going to get that sort of soft landing. You've got bidders coming in, perhaps looking a bit further out than the next sort of few months. We're hearing signs, obviously, the property market has bottomed. Central banks, including the RBNZ, are potentially getting done with rate hikes. So, are we going to get a shorter downturn and much shallower one than expected, perhaps?
Fingers crossed and hope so. What are the numbers?
Dow up 340 points at the moment, 34.927 up 1%, S&P 500 up 0.5%, NASDAQ up 0.7%, FTSE up 0.6% in the UK, Nikkei up 0.3%, ASX 200, that was down 0.2%. The RBA minutes actually show that they're worried about sort of job losses, which is why they went on hold at the last meeting. Gold up $23.1980 an ounce, oil up $1.74, 75 spot 89. Currency markets, Kiwi weaker across the board, 62.7 US. 92.2 against the Aussie, 48.1 sterling. Back to the NZ 50, that was down just 6 points, 11.932. Mike, stand by for inflation numbers. We're looking for inflation to come down from 6.7% at the last read to 6.1% in the print today.
All right, 6.1. Righto, Greg, good to have you back. Devon Funds Management this morning.